Heidi, in the Pharisees, bode him to dinner with him. So he gaed into the man's house and lay down at the board. As he was looking there, Ben came a notour limmer of the toon that had heard he was dinnering at the Pharisee's house. She had brought a stoup of ointment with her, and she took her stance aback of him beside his feet. The tears was hailing down her cheeks, and when they begun to fall on his feet, she yoked to dichten them off with her hair and kissing his feet and anointing them with her ointment. When the Pharisee that was entertaining him saw it, he thought to himself, "I doubt this man is nae prophet, or he would ken wha this woman is that is handling him, and what class she belongs. He would ken her for the limmer that she is." Jesus answered his thought. "Simon," quo' he, "I want to say something to you." "Say awa, maister, say awa," said the Pharisee. "A creditor," said Jesus, "had twa debtors, the ten on him 500 merk and the tither 50. Nane of the twa had the siller to pay his debt, and he loot the baith of them off. Whilk of the twa will like him the best, no?" "Ah, weel," said Simon, "I'd you lose, it would be him that was looting off the maist." "Ye said it," quo' Jesus. So he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "You see this woman? When I come into your house, ye gave me nae water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and dichted them with her hair. Ye kissed me nane, but she, from the moment I come in, hasna devolved kissing my feet. Ye anointed na my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. For that I say to you, her mony, mony sins has been forgiven her, seeing she has kithed sick love. Him that has been forgiven little, kithes little love." Sin, he said to the woman, "Your sins is forgiven." At that the others at the board begun saying to themselves, "Wha is this that e'en forgies sins?" But Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved ye. Gang your wars in peace."